Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Scoots out. I'm in. Dave Cohen, glad to be with you here on this hump day as we make our way over the hump and get closer to the weekend. Unfortunately, it's going to be a little more rain handed our way for Thursday and Friday, but a weak cool front for the weekend, and I will take a weak cool front over no cool front at all, and hopefully we have a nice weekend, and anything that does, if there anything that does develop in the tropics, looks like it may get shoved over towards Florida. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Still too early to know for sure. So I was planning the show today, and I was going through all my notes, and yesterday the governor went to LSU, and he wasn't there to talk about football or the Tiger mascot or anything like that, but he's so excited about this idea that apparently he just really started cheerleading for it once again. We heard this from him a few weeks ago, and now Governor Jeff Landry again is taking to the airwaves and social media and everywhere he can to try and convince LSU to once again have a live Tiger at football games. Here, listen to this.
When he first mentioned bringing a tiger into the stadium, the governor received pushback from some veterinarians and animal rights groups, but Landry says,
I will tell you that tigers that live in sanctuaries live a lot longer than the tigers that live out in the wild.
After Mike the Sixth died in 2016, LSU agreed it would not take the new tiger, Mike the Seventh, into the stadium on game days. Landry says a live tiger in the stadium would showcase LSU's great academic and athletic work.
And I think that many people in the state of Louisiana will appreciate.
Landry made his desire known again Tuesday to mixed reaction on LSU's campus. I'm Colleen Crane.
Colleen Crane, thank you from our WWL Baton Rouge Bureau. We appreciate your coverage. Jeff Dorson is the executive director of the Louisiana Humane Society. Jeff, when you hear the governor so enthusiastically cheerleading for bringing a live tiger back to game day at Tiger Stadium, what do you think?
Well, we have a very capable, smart governor. There's no doubt about it. I just kind of wish he would use his considerable intellect and skills to help raise the standard of living and quality of life in Louisiana. Dave, you and I both know Louisiana is rarely at the top of any metric when it comes to quality of life issues, and I don't think trying to push having a live tiger at Death Valley Stadium is going to really raise our standard of living or quality of life. It kind of hurts my heart to think that here we are taking a threatened slash endangered species, almost extinct. There's only 6,000 left in the wild, and put them in an uncomfortable situation. Let's take a look at what Mike is experiencing. Tigers are kind of solitary. They live in wild, in the wild, on savannas, rainforests. And here we are putting him in an unnatural, artificial, small enclosure on campus. And then we're going to take him out and take him to a stadium full of 100,000 or more yelling, screaming, enthusiastic fans. If I were Mike, I'd probably prefer not.
What do you say when the governor, and by the way, we invited the governor to join us today, and they said, unfortunately, his schedule wouldn't allow him to be on the program today, but we did invite him. He did say that tigers in captivity live longer than tigers in the wild, seemingly defending Mike being in that very large habitat for a tiger in captivity, but clearly not as large as being out in the wild.
So the question is, do they live longer? Well, probably, but it's kind of an artificial life. You know, we feed him, we take care of him, and he doesn't get to, it's unnatural. He's no longer kind of a tiger in the wild. He's kind of like an amusement piece that you get to go and look at an exhibit. So I have concerns about, the governor's going to do and say what he wants to. I just have a different opinion on it that, can we leave them alone? Can we appreciate them without dragging them into a noisy stadium? And don't we have enough to amuse us with? Take a look at our entertainment. Already we have a contest that we are looking forward to. We're tailgating. There's a band. There's halftime. There's cheerleaders. There's all sorts of stuff that will add to our amusement. How is it a shy, reserved tiger going to increase our amusement anymore? I think we can do enough.
And I do understand in the past how they would take the tiger and put it next to the visiting team when they came out and use it as a point of intimidation. You know, here's this tiger growling at them with these big teeth and huge claws and all that. But that was a different era. And we're really seeing what LSU called an evolution in the exotic animal world, mm-hmm. if you will. And
that's right.
Ringling Brothers famously got rid of their live tigers and all of their mm-hmm. live animals. There are still some circuses that have them. Let me ask you, you seem to be not in favor of any animals in captivity. Do you have a problem with zoos keeping tigers and things like that for educational purposes?
No, there's a bigger purpose. They're keeping the species alive because, you know, poaching and habitat loss is decreasing their numbers drastically. With tigers, I think we're down to like 7 or 8% of their natural habitat intact. So sanctuaries and zoos now do help propagate the species. So I'm in favor of that. I would prefer them to be as large as possible, as natural as possible, and learn from it rather than just be amused by it, because they're wonderful creatures and we should respect how, you know, they want to live naturally. And I have a counter offer to our wonderful governor. We'll pay for a video of a tiger lining, roaring, that they can show on their big screen TVs during the game. Or I think they have a guy in a tiger mascot. If they want another uniform, we'll buy that. Or we'll even send a large stuffed toy tiger that you can take selfies with. So I think there's different ways you can accomplish the same thing. People want to have fun and be amused, but not the expense of what happens to Mike the Tiger.
Yeah, well, they have the bronze tigers both outside Mike's habitat and outside the stadium. And have you been to Mike's habitat at LSU? It seems to me, anyway, compared to what I've seen at most zoos, pretty palatial.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. No, I have not. But look, I'm glad, because I think the vet school wants that, and they're demanding that, you know, we pay attention to how he's treated. And I believe there's a pushback from their specialists, and we should remember that that's what they know best, how to take care of wild species. We use their wildlife rehab center all the time at LSU, so we have a lot of respect for them and their opinion. And maybe this time we should just leave it alone. Let him stay in his nice sanctuary.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate your chiming in as the governor, again, Governor Jeff Landry, is pushing for a live tiger to once again be at home games at Tiger Stadium for LSU. Jeff, have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Dave.
We appreciate your joining us here on WWL. What do you think? Do you agree with the governor? Do you agree with the Humane Society? Do you think there should be a live tiger at the football games at LSU? I remember with Mike the Six that they gave the tiger the option. They would back the trailer up to his habitat on game day. If he wanted to get in, he could, and they'd take him over to the stadium. They'd parade him through the crowd, bring him into the stadium. The cheerleaders would sit on top of his rolling cage, and the crowd would cheer for him as he'd make a lap around the stadium inside his cage, and they'd park it next to the visiting team's tunnel where they came out, so he would, pardon me, add an intimidation factor as the visitors came out. But with Mike the Seventh, the LSU vet school made the decision they weren't going to do that anymore. The governor wants to reverse that. He made it clear yesterday, though, he doesn't necessarily want this Mike the Tiger to be paraded around the stadium or to be brought to the stadium, but he wants a live tiger there. So I guess he's advocating for LSU to get another live tiger. What do you think? Your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. Coming up next on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line here on WW.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
So everybody that has some anxiety over this needs to calm down. This is an opportunity for us to showcase the great work that y'all do academically and athletically.
That's Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry in his impassioned support for trying to get LSU to bring a tiger back, a live tiger, back to football games at Tiger Stadium. What do you think? Calls and texts are coming in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. And so far on this one, they're overwhelmingly not agreeing with the governor, who we did invite, but they said his schedule did not allow him to join us on the program today. One person says, Mike the Tiger has the best medical care because of LSU's vet school, but to lure him into a literal cage and bang on it to make him roar is practically abuse. Somebody else says, if you put it to a vote, I bet the people of Louisiana would want Mike at the games. Another says, put Landry in the cage with the Tiger. Another says, I feel that Jeff Landry is touting the Tiger in the stadium because his demand that the players be on the field for the national anthem was denied. Somebody else texted in and said, the governor is showing signs that he is suffering from cranial rectal insertion syndrome. Somebody should help him pull it out. Somebody else says, how about Jeff Landry wrestles the tiger like a gladiator? And somebody else says, I'm a conservative, but I kind of miss John Bell Edwards. David, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. Dave is up next. So it's three guys named David here on WWL. What's up, David?
Hey, Dave. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What do you think?
What I think he needs to just worry about running the state and don't worry about having a tiger inside the game for football. They're going there to watch football and to Maine. The tiger's going to be out there in the heat, sweating and all that. Like you said, he's better well taken care of where he's at the cage in LSU and all that. And then this is the governor who a couple of months ago turned down money from the federal government for something for Louisiana. No, his ass needs to worry about running the state and don't worry about doing it, you know, with that man. Because LSU didn't go out for the thing, that's on them. If they got penalized, they got penalized. But don't put an animal, because, you know, that's just a dumb animal. Don't blame it on the animal.
Yeah, I don't know. That Mike seems pretty smart. I don't know if you've ever seen him in his enclosure there, but he seems like a pretty smart tiger. He likes to play with the kids and run back and forth on either side of the glass. And he actually high-fived my youngest son once, Mike the 7th did, there in his enclosure at LSU. And that was pretty darn cool. Thank you, David. We appreciate the call. Dave, thanks for calling. You are now on WWL. Two Daves here on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, Dave. What's up?
Oh, yes, I don't see anything wrong. I used to go to the games when they had Mike the Tiger in the cage going around the stadium. How long is he actually going to be in that cage? That's my question. And secondly,
well, I think in the past they kept him there for the duration of the game, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with keeping him in there for the duration of the game. I would just do it before the game. But if we're talking about, yeah, I don't like going to zoos because I don't like seeing animals in zoos. I won't go to a zoo because I think that's animal abuse. They should be free. I know they might live longer in the zoo, but that's life. You know, they should be free to roam and run and do whatever they got to do.
Yeah, but worldwide, though, we have seen where the good zoos, anyway, are really play important roles in helping preserve certain species, because in the wild, many animals now have shrinking available habitats because humans have been monopolizing, you know, so much more of the wild, as it were. Are you in support of zoos, though, that do good work in helping keep species alive while, albeit in captivity, that they mate them and they reproduce them and they make sure that they're not going to disappear from the planet?
Well, you make a good point, but suppose the roles were reversed and we were the animals and we were in zoos and animals came to watch us. I don't know. I just don't like zoos for that reason.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate the call. Raymond, you're up next here on WWL. What's on your mind, Raymond?
Oh, I'm all against it for bringing Mike the Tiger or any tiger into the stadium. They can pull up on a big screen a video of a tiger running in the wild or something. You know, let's not put any stress on those animals. They need their freedom, and it's bad enough they're not in their homeland or anything.
Why do you think it is that the governor is making this such a big issue? This is the second time that he has brought this up, and he really seems determined to try and make this happen.
I think maybe he's never had any pets of a child, and he's using his power to try to get something.
All right,
and I support the zoos for what they do, because we might not have any species without the zoo.
So you support zoos, but you don't support taking Mike the Tiger and parading him around the stadium?
No, like I said, they could have on the big screen, they could put a tiger running in the wild in Savannah or something.
Yeah, or they could just put a live camera or a recording of Mike the Tiger in his habitat just up the road from Tiger Stadium.
Exactly.
Thank you, Raymond. I appreciate your call. For some reason, we're calling all Daves today. All right, so for the third time in the last 5 minutes, we've got another Dave joining us on the live line. Dave, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Yeah, you need to worry about the insurance in this state, home insurance, and don't worry about repealing the Medicaid expansion. I sure hope you don't do that. Thank you.
Dave, do you think, though, and I hear a lot of people say things like that, and a lot of our techs are saying that he's focusing on the wrong things. Can a governor focus on multiple things at once? Because clearly he's not going to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week trying to get our homeowners insurance and our car insurance and our flood insurance rates down. Can he take on other causes that you would agree with if it wasn't this one, in addition to trying to get our insurance rates more affordable?
Yeah, but nothing like worry about a daggone tiger running in the cage. It's crazy.
Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. I'm a little surprised that we're not hearing more support for Governor Jeff Landry. And the only reason I'm surprised is because he won in a crazy landslide victory. He intimidated other Republicans from running against him. He really put himself in a great position to be the governor of Louisiana. And he had huge support coming into office. But at least on this issue, and I don't know if he has anyone doing any polling, but at least on this issue, we're hearing very little support from our listeners and callers. I encourage you to join us on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Call me now or text me at 504-260-1870 and let me know what you think. This seems to be very important to Governor Jeff Landry. Somebody else says the governor needs to be more passionate about issues that affect the residents of Louisiana. Somebody else says, I think the governor is trying to distract us. Distract us from what? I don't know, but that's what the text says. Another says, leave Mike the Tiger alone. They have enough to deal with the drunk animals in the stands at LSU games for their own enjoyment. Trust me, I know. I appreciate your text at 504-260-1870. We're opening up for the rest of this hour, the phone lines, to anything you want to talk about. I'm glad to continue this conversation, and I encourage anyone who agrees with the governor to call in or text in, because I want to hear both sides of this issue. The governor couldn't join us today because of a scheduling conflict, according to his office. But if you support him, speak up for him. 504-260-1870. Harper, thanks for calling. You are on WW. Oh, I'm sorry. Barbara is on the live line. Hey, Barbara. Barbara?
Yes?
Oh, there you are. How are you, Barbara?
I'm good, and my name is not Dave, so don't worry. You don't have another Dave.
Yeah, we were too much Dave. Yeah,
I thought about saying my name's Davy Ann, but that would be too phony. Anyhow, I have no experience with a live tiger, but I do have two special kitty cats that live in my house. And let me say this, they would hate, absolutely hate to be put in a cage, then paraded around with a lot of strange people yelling, bands playing, all the things that poor tiger would go through. And so, therefore, my answer would be, I am so against them doing that to Mike the Tiger.
Do you support Governor Jeff Landry, or do you tend to be supportive?
Yes, I voted for him. I think he's a good governor, but I also think that I have no idea why would he want to get involved with that. You know, it's hard to say. Maybe some of his supporters are asking about why isn't Mike the Tiger coming to the stadium like in the good old days. That poor tiger that they brought to the stadium was traumatized by all of that. And I don't think it would be fair to do that to another tiger. It just seems ridiculous.
But and that seems to be the way the entertainment world is moving, too. We're seeing, you know, obviously the largest circus, Ringling Brothers, get rid of all of their live animals and change the focus of their circus. We're seeing the Vegas shows that had included tigers going away, and fewer and fewer live tigers involved in entertainment just about anywhere. There are some regional circuses that continue to have live tigers. But by and large, that seems to be something that's a relic. Somebody texted us and said maybe he's just sentimental. Maybe he does want the good old days back, and maybe that's the reasoning behind it. I don't know. I'd love to ask him.
It's a good, you know, it's a good thought. But nowadays, we think about what's best for the animals, not what is the most entertaining thing for people. And if we're really thinking like that, we wouldn't make a tiger or any wild animal have to live with that. I know he has a good time in his habitat, and he seems like he's perfectly happy, but no tiger would be happy in a cage with all the stuff that's going on. And of course they want him to roar, so how are you going to get a tiger to roar unless you do something to aggravate him? So the whole idea is wrong, and I think Jeff Landry needs to rethink that, because I don't think this is going to make him any more popular than he already is.
Barbara, I appreciate the call. I have one more question for you before you leave, and I'm going to add this to the topics we can discuss today. Today is National Name Your Car Day. You ever have a name for any of your cars?
Yes, I have a car, and its name is the Chocolate Chip.
The Chocolate Chip. Is there a story behind that?
Yes, there is. Well, no, I'm just strange, and I name things after a cookie. No. The reason it's the Chocolate Chip is it's dark brown. It's not black, but it's dark brown. And, you know, I'm a big fan of chocolate. You know, you don't know that, but I am a big fan of chocolate. And so when I got this car, I looked at it and I thought, oh, God, it's not really black. It's, you know, it's brown. Then I thought of Nestle's chocolate chips. And that's how I named the car the Chocolate Chip. I just call it the Chip now because I've had it a while. It takes too long to say the Chocolate Chip.
Well, I hope it doesn't melt in the intense heat that we've had recently.
Well, thank
here in
you,
Southeast
and thank
Louisiana.
You for exposing my complete goofiness to everybody. But that's
I didn't force you, Barbara, but I appreciate it. Barbara, thank you so much.
I said no.
All right.
Thank you.
You could have.
Bye-bye.
But I'm glad you didn't lie to us. Gary, thanks for calling. You are on WWL. How's it going, Gary?
Hey, man. I feel sorry for the tiger. I have a pet cat, you know, it's kind of inside, outside. And when I put it in that cage and bring him to the vet, he's so traumatized, and he just freaks out, and the vet has a hard time taking, you know. And when you bring him home, let him out of that cage, I don't see him for 3 days.
Because he hates it so much. Yeah. Cats I've had in the past get very car sick, too. And they
really
don't.
Well, a cat is just like a tiger.
Yeah, a little
when
smaller.
When we watch the Saints game outside on the back porch of the LSU, he leaves, he runs. He'll be out there, who that? But, you know.
All right, Gary, what's your cat's name, Gary? What's your cat's name?
My cat's name is Yoda.
Yoda, okay, I like it.
Yoda have you ever... Star Wars.
Yeah,
from
no,
Star
absolutely.
Wars.
Like it, I do.
She's got one green eye and one brown eye.
You ever name any of your vehicles? Today is National Name Your Car Day.
No, I've never named one of my vehicles.
All right, thank you. We appreciate the call, Gary.
I named my boat now.
Well, yeah, you got. See, I've never had a boat. I had a Sea-Doo personal watercraft. We didn't have to name it. I have four kids, and we've had a bunch of dogs and cats, and I've given them all names. But I've never named any of my cars. I know a lot of people do, and I think it's easy.
No,
right?
I've never named my cars. No.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
All right, man. All right. Leave the tiger.
Coleman, who's up next? V, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
I just think
that when you know better, you do better. And we know that the education LSU veterinarian is saying it's not a good idea to do that. So I just wish that the governor would listen to the experts, the people who know better. Not saying he's not smart, but we allow people that know more stuff than us and listen to them and they said it's not a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea. A lot of people don't think it's a good idea. Concentrating on helping Louisiana make our life better.
You ever name one of your vehicles?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to. You don't want to say what you named it?
I had a white towel. We call it the White Ghost.
The White Ghost. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot. More of your calls and texts coming up next at 504-260-1870. Let me know. I'm still waiting for someone who supports Governor Jeff Landry to call in and tell us that they agree that there needs to be a live Tiger back at Tiger Stadium for LSU football games. I mean, he's really, really enthusiastically supporting this. He's brought it up a couple times now. We'll play another soundbite from the governor coming back in just a moment, and you'll hear the enthusiasm in his voice. He really wants to make this happen, and I'm just not sure why it's become such a priority and something so important to him. And I also want to know the name of your car. You ever name your vehicles? Today is National Name Your Car Day, so we'll throw that in there. Also, we are seeing panic buying today, hearing report after report of people buying all the toilet paper off of store shelves, bottled water, and other things that there's no reason for them to be buying right now, because the strike for the dock workers only impacts imported goods, and we grow our trees locally, we make our paper and toilet paper locally, and it's sold domestically. So there's no reason we would anticipate a toilet paper shortage because of the strike on the docks. But nonetheless, we are hearing report after report from store after store that people are buying up all the toilet paper. So have you seen some panic buying going on? And if you were to panic buy, what would be the one thing you would absolutely go out and grab up before it were gone? All of your calls and your texts, anything else you want to talk about as well, bring it to the table here on The Scoot Show. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot on WWL.
How about we honor Mike the Six by bringing us a live Tiger on the field, huh? How about that? That's what we're going to try and do. Okay.
All right, a little applause yesterday for the governor when he was trying to get enthusiastic support on the LSU campus for his idea of bringing a live Tiger back to Tiger Stadium during LSU football games. One person texts me in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870 and says, I support the governor, and maybe there can be a compromise. Maybe they can bring Mike out for one SEC home game. Another person texts us and says, oh my God, Dave, I'm at Sam's in Covington right now, and they have no toilet paper and no paper towels. So aggravated, because that's the only reason why I came here. Somebody else says if they were to panic buy, they would buy all of the potted meat and Vienna sausage. I don't like spam. Another person says, I'm going to panic buy all the Breese's peanut butter cups. I don't care if they're imported or not. Somebody else did text in and said that they were going to panic buy all the Viagra. And actually, that one makes sense. Viagra and Pfizer, it's imported from Ireland. Apparently, they produce Viagra in Ireland, and so it has to come in from Europe. But my guess is that Pfizer will charter all of the planes they need to meet the Viagra demand. There's no way they're going to let it get stuck on boats out in the ocean or in the Gulf. It's also National Name Your Car Day. One person texted in and said they had a GT convertible, a 1990 Mustang GT convertible, and they named it Breeze. Oh, I see what you did there. Coleman in Master Control, I understand you named your vehicle?
Yeah, I have a 2024 Honda CVR, and it's blue, like a nice deep blue, a shiny luster, like a Jolly Rancher, like it's candy, right?
But oh, yeah, that crazy blue color. Yeah,
it's like very reflective. And when I got it, I thought I had this masculine car because it was sleek and it was blue, and it just felt very, you know, masculine. But then one day I was in traffic and the light turned green and the guy didn't go. I guess he was on his phone. So I tried to honk the horn to get his attention to let them know, hey, it's time to go. But when I honked the horn, it had the most feminine, weak sounding horn. It went meh, meh. And I realized, wait, I have a very feminine car, so I named it the Blueberry Muffin. And,
so you embraced it. See, there you go.
Yeah, I had to say, all right, I have a Blueberry Muffin. Yeah, so now I drive it a little bit more delicate since it's female. Maybe that's sexist of me. I used to, like, you know, drive it like a sports car, but now since it's a Blueberry Muffin, I'll just treat it more delicately and stop at all the red lights and stop signs and move both ways, look both ways and stuff.
Well, I'm not going to psychoanalyze you, but you might want to lay on somebody's couch. Thank you, Coleman, for sharing your story. Someone texts in. It says, my husband had a Tahoe. He used to call it Daho. I see what you did there. I've never named any of my vehicles. I had a Toyota pickup truck 30 years ago, and my wife called it the Yodi. Because it was a Toyota, I didn't name it, and I didn't call it that, but she did. Somebody else said, I had a dark brown 72 Dodge Charger, and we called it the Cockroach. All right. Yeah, it is National Name Your Car Day. I don't know if it's because I had four kids and a slew of pets and everything else. Maybe I ran out of names, but that's not something I've ever named. I've just never named a vehicle, and I've never owned a boat. I had a personal watercraft, but I never owned a boat, and I don't know what I would name a boat if I had one. I do love, though, when I'm in a marina or somewhere where there's a lot of boats, looking at the creativity of the names people come up with for their boats and put on the side of their boats. I've seen a few people do that on their cars, particularly with the craze of doing vinyl in the back window of a vehicle. Some people do name their cars and put it on the vinyl in their rear window. But I don't know why we put it on our boats. There's no requirement. You have to put the registration number on the boat. Was there a time, though, that you had to have a name for a boat? Was that a requirement at some point? Because that is something that has stuck around, and everyone names their boats. And if you've ever been down to Grand Isle, there is a fun thing that goes on down there, mostly with the elevated homes and camps, that people name their homes on Grand Isle. And I really have. I've spent hours just driving around Grand Isle reading the names of houses because they are very clever in some cases, entertaining in others, and that's pretty cool.
Well, Dave,
people name their houses. Yes, Coleman.
If I have to ask, who do you think are more creative with their names, boat owners, horse owners, or those Grand Isle house owners? Still.
Well, there are a lot more boats named than, obviously, horses, particularly racehorses, or homes in Grand Isle. So I think we see the best of the best in boats and the worst of the worst. The Grand Isle homes are almost all really neat names. And sometimes the horse racing names confuse me. So I guess I'm going to go with the Grand Isle house owners, even though they're a smaller number. I think they may have the highest quotient for quality of picking names. Thank you for asking. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot. I want your calls and texts at 504-260-1870. The lines are open now for anything you want to talk about. Still getting very, very little support for Governor Jeff Landry and his call for bringing a live tiger back to football games at LSU's Tiger Stadium. He's impassioned about it. He's enthusiastic about it. But even his supporters we're hearing from don't agree with him on this one. So you can sound off on that. And we got another caller from, was it Homa? Sheldon, thanks for calling. You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just wanted to tell you, man, my senior year in high school, I had a 79 Datsun 510.
And Datsun. All my friends,
yeah, man. I saved all my money up for the summer cutting grass, and I paid $800 for it. And one of my friends named it Fufu because he never even put gas in it. It didn't burn much gas. Off of love. But, yeah, man, Fufu, that was my first car, man.
Where is Fufu now?
Man, I have no idea. I wish I still had it, man. You know, just to, you know. You know, I mean, that was my first vehicle, and my first love.
Have you named your cars or trucks since then?
No, that's the only one I named, man. That's
just
the only
Fufu.
One I named. Yep, right. Fufu.
Reminds me of that that little kid song, Little Bunny Fufu, hopping through the forest, scooping up the field mice and bopping them on the head. Mike, thanks for calling. You are on WWL.
Hey,
Mike.
Yeah, listen, I remember the Tiger years ago up at LSU. I'm just thinking about it. It's seven games. I meant, would, you know, 7 days out of a year, would it be that big of a thing to do it? Or like this other gentleman said, maybe at least one day, one game a year, like for homecoming or something? And the other thing is, what about the other animals that are still out there, like Florida State? Don't they still have the horse that rides up and down the sidelines? Georgia has the bulldog. I mean,
Texas has the longhorn bull. Yeah, no, there are other schools that have live animals. I don't know of any. I'm not going to say there aren't any. I don't know of any other exotic animals that are live mascots that are brought to games. I'm not aware of any other tigers or lions.
I think Auburn's got the. They had like an eagle or something because they're
the war eagle.
I'm just saying.
And that's an interesting point. Some schools do still bring live animals. And is it not humane to bring a dog or a longhorn bull or a bird to a football game?
I was just thinking. The other thing is, like, y'all will bring up the circuses and, like, the shows in Las Vegas that use the tigers. I mean, that was like an ongoing thing, constant shows where they would be appearing. I mean, over a year, it's got to be like a lot of appearances. And I just started thinking the difference in this is 7 games a year, 7 days a year would be if you did him every game.
And so you'd be okay with that, and you support the governor's call for bringing them to the home games?
Halfway, I mean, it's no big deal. I mean, everything's changing now. It's just like the wussification of the United States. So that's the way I look at it.
Well, and maybe that's what the governor's point is, and I thank you for the call, Mike. Maybe that's where he's coming from, and maybe he's not going to say that. I don't know. Maybe that's his point, though, is he thinks we're becoming a too sensitive, and to use your word, wussified society. He didn't use those words yesterday, but I don't know. I don't know why he's so enthusiastic about this. He said his schedule wouldn't let him come on today. Maybe someday soon we'll be able to get him on and ask him that question. We're coming back after this. One person texts me and says, not naming a boat is bad luck. Yeah, mariners and boat owners tend to be very superstitious people. And I guess that's a superstition, that if you don't put a name on your boat, it's bad luck, even though it's not required. Somebody else says larger boats, like cruise ships, are registered with their names rather than their numbers. Huh. So if you have a yacht and it's registered in Louisiana, is that by name, not number? God, I wish I was wealthy enough to know the process of registering a yacht. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. We're coming back after this on WWL. All right, it's National Name Your Car Day. I never did that. I know a lot of people who do. One person texted us and said, I have a 2015 white Lexus ES350. Her name is Louise. Another says, I used to talk to my car. Okay. Another said, I had a 97 Ford Thunderbird and called it the Thunder Chicken. Somebody else with a 69 Camaro called Jumpin' Jack Flash. Somebody else has an F-Type Jaguar. You have to say that, Jaguar. Call it Cat. My first vehicle was a 78 F-150 4x4 named Big Red. Somebody else texted us. Percival the Prius, and somebody else texted in, said they had a buddy come down with named Scary Jerry in a big black old school car, and they called it Elvira. Giddy up, oom-bop, oom-bop, bow wow. All right. I think that's fun. People name their cars. Somebody else tells us they name their camp the Baradice. Yeah, I think people around here tend to name their camps and their boats more than their cars. And again, down on Grand Isle, I've always enjoyed driving around and looking at all the names of the camps and the houses down there. I'm Dave Cohen in for Scoot. One final day, I'm filling in for Scoot here on WWL. Coming up next hour, we're going to be talking about, I've lost my guest list, so it's going to be a surprise. I'm going to tell you next hour what we're talking about next hour here on WWL, but what can I tell you right now? Yes, thank you. It's Ed Chervenak's going to be coming on, and we're going to hear from Mayor LaToya Cantrell and the comments that she made yesterday, unsolicited, in the middle of a presentation to the New Orleans City Council on the budget. She spoke about the most recent federal court case in which she is implicated and the comments that she made. So I wanted to dig a little deeper into where is she coming from? Where does she stand right now in terms of support from the electorate? And what should we expect from her the rest of her term? Coming up on Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettelier, and Steve Geller, how do the Saints snap a losing skid in Kansas City? That's at 4 o'clock.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.